This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This Cooking with Paula podcast was homegrown, carefully marinated and pan-fried with not a mention of an air fryer. And if you weren't quick enough to write down this week's recipe, this is for you. Paula McIntyre is in the kitchen. And just actually talk about Paula's recipes, the best way to find her recipes, if you go to the BBC Sounds app and you search Cooking with Paula McIntyre, and then there's a list of the podcasts, and in each one of those you'll find the recipe written out for the most recent ones particularly. So that's how to find that. So for today, it's strawberries Romanov. Now, I did really do history at school. Yeah, there you go. There you go.
That's great.
Strawberries Romanov. had the Russian royal family any connection with this dessert or whatever?
Who knows? I think it just sounds fancy, doesn't it?
It sounds fabulous.
It's
like stroganoff, beef stroganoff. And
yeah, Romanov. Yeah, sounds good, doesn't
strawberries
it?
Strawberries Romanov.
Yeah, and we've got whipped yogurt and wee jammy biscuits with it. But the strawberries Romanov, I remember making this as a real sort of 80s thing, you know, it was sort of, you know the way now the strawberries are nice, you know, the English strawberries are nice,
yeah.
But they still need to do, you sort of need to do something to them. Whereas when you get nice Armagh strawberries in July.
Or Tyrone strawberries. Tyrone strawberries over the border as well.
Dungannon strawberries, you're right. And I'm sure there's strawberries elsewhere, but you know when they're beautiful, you don't need to do anything to them.
Yeah.
You know, just a bit of cream and that's it. So this is just has this time of year, they're nice, but they need a wee bit of help. So Romanov really is just cut your strawberries, take the wee bit of green bit on top. And John, you know another thing, when you're taking the bit of green on top, just take the green bit. Don't take half the strawberry. I've watched people, they take like a third of the top.
I know.
And I'm like, oh, don't do that.
Just
apparently it's one punnet and eight that you lose. So for every bit that you take off a third, you're throwing away a punnet, just the weight of actual strawberry.
No way.
So just pull it out. I have a pair. You can actually buy a wee huller thing, but I've got like a set of tweezers that I use for pin bone and fish.
Uh-huh.
Just pull it out and then that's it, or get the tip of the knife, you know. But
you don't lose the strawberry.
It's just and then cut them in half, and then just the zest and juice of an orange, and then a wee splash, just a splash of orange liqueur, and a couple of teaspoonfuls of icing sugar, but that depends on the sweetness of the strawberry.
Yeah,
but I think, you know, maybe
this
one
time of year.
But just taste the strawberry and then work it out that way. And then you just put that into the fridge, but give it a wee rumble around every now and again.
And let it sit for a while.
And you get this lovely juice. It's absolutely gorgeous. And just that over ice cream's delicious, you know. So, and that's it. There's no cooking involved, but you just get this, just when the juice comes out of the strawberry and mixes up with that, you know, the orange liqueur and the orange, it's lovely. You know, if you don't want to use liqueur, you don't want to go out and buy orange liqueur, you know, leave it out. That's okay.
Yeah.
A splash of brandy, they'll do the same job. So,
and then whipped yogurt.
Yeah, whipped yogurt. Now, this is just basically, you know, that lovely Greek style yogurt, and there's people making it here now, and it's delicious. It's so thick, your spoon will stand on it.
Yeah,
and it's fantastic. But to make the whipped yogurt, you whip up cream, first of all, and then fold in the yogurt. And I put in a tablespoonful of honey just to sweeten it. And then you know that vanilla paste?
Yeah.
I like it. You see the extract's grand, it's good. But you see that pace, it's a wee bit more expensive, but you get the wee flex, the wee, you know,
the wee dark flex in it that reminds you that you're having vanilla. Yeah,
exactly. And just fold that all in, and that's it. And it's just the yogurt, the taste of the yogurt will overtake the cream is just a vehicle for the yogurt.
So is it, I was going to say, is it healthier than whipped cream? But it's not actually, because there's double cream in it anyway.
No, and it's Greek yogurt.
It's just thicker and more luxurious kind of a taste.
And actually, and you can pick, what I did was just when the strawberries were cool, just put them into a glass or, you know, a nice wine glass or anything, and then pipe it over. And it actually has this kind of a texture of, you know, if it, chill it well, and it has the texture, you know, nearly of whippy ice cream.
Lovely.
You know that nice, you know, yeah, that was a wee bit of vanilla. So it's probably a wee bit healthier than whippy. Probably not, actually, because it's double cream. But sure, it's Saturday, as we always say, John. It's Saturday. And the sun is shining here, and the rain's at its way, so this will cheer you up.
So this is, that's your strawberries and your yogurt, and then your jammy biscuits. Are these like wee jammy Dodgers?
They're actually like a wee thumbprint biscuit. So you've just got your butter and sugar and egg yolk at this. Don't throw out the whites. Just put them in a bag, label them two whites. And if you're making meringue, put them in the freezer and they'll come up brilliantly. You think, oh, that'll not work, but actually it's fantastic. And you know that old saying, you know, an older egg makes a better meringue.
That's
so if they've been lying in the freezer for a while, they're actually brilliant. So whip that up with an electric whisk until your arm's sore. If it's a handheld one, that's when and they're pale and fluffy. Or just put them into the, you know, if you have a freestanding whisk, electric whisk, put them in there at full tilt and give them 5 minutes. Make yourself a cup of tea. So make sure it's nice and pale.
Mm-hmm.
And then into that, you've got flour, almonds and a wee bit of baking powder. And that will mix up into a nice dough. And then line a couple of trays with parchment paper and set your oven to 150, which is quite low.
Mm-hmm.
And then just take like a dessert spoonful of the dough and roll it in your hand. And at this stage, into a ball, you know, wet your hands a wee bit, it's handier. And put that onto your parchment paper and then take your thumb and just press, make a dent in the middle.
Oh, right. So it is a wee ball and then press down the middle, and that gives you
That's a wee dent. And keep them a wee bit apart because they do sort of rise a bit and they've spread out a wee bit. And then put the jam into the dent.
I'm
sure there's another way of saying it. I quite like the word dent.
I know what you mean. The wee hole, the wee hollow in the middle of it. So you've spread the jam into that and then bake it for how long?
Yeah, about half an hour. Until they're nice and sort of firm and golden.
With the jam in it?
The jam in the middle. So I did a few. In the fridge, had a couple of jams. There was a black currant jam and there was lovely apricot jam.
Mm-hmm.
I love a wee bit of apricot jam. Apricot jam and the strawberries are lovely. Black currant jam, lovely with strawberries. Strawberry jam will be lovely with strawberries. Whatever you have, John. And then when they come out of the oven, just leave them to cool. And don't be trying to eat them straight away or you will burn your lips and everything. So with the hot jam, let them cool down and you get that lovely biscuit, crunchy biscuit, and then this lovely jammy sort of beautiful sticky centre. And then just pile some of the strawberries, some of the whipped yoghurt onto the biscuit and just eat them. There you are. And that's, if that doesn't cheer up on a rainy Saturday afternoon, I don't know what.
Well, I mean, it was beautiful this morning coming in. Mm-hmm. Looked like a proper, going to be a lovely spring day, blue sky. And then somewhere along the line, about 9:30 or so, it just started to...
So it's a day for strawberry Romanoff, isn't it?
Strawberry Romanoff, and let it pour down outside and don't care.
In your own head,
the sun is shining and the sky is blue. There's not a cloud to spoil the view. That's it. Paula, thanks so much.
I'll drive up to Port Stewart where it actually is like that.
But you're going to get it now in a minute anyway, you're only just a can before the storm.
I've really tempted it today.
Don't be too smug. No. The rain is on its way, be sure of that. Paula, thanks so much.
Thanks a million, John.
Gorgeous. Strawberries Romanoff with whipped yoghurt and jam biscuits. The wee jam biscuits sound delicious. And as I say, if you want to find Paula's recipes, you can find them on the Saturday with John Tull Show page. Or go to the BBC Sounds app and search Cooking with Paula McIntyre, and then there's a list of all the podcasts, and in each one you'll find the recipe written out right there for you. That's it from our Cooking with Paula podcast. More from Paula and more from us on BBC Sounds.
Imagine Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.